When drives become sin. When does this innocent, natural selfishness of a child become sin? In other words, when is a child to blame? Keep in mind that a child will not come under condemnation until his moral faculties are fully operative. As the child's reason and moral faculties develop, he gradually understands his moral responsibility and duty. At some point, as moral perception grows to a point where he can be held fully accountable, every child faces his own tree of the knowledge of good and evil. See Deuteronomy 1:39. So far, everyone, except Jesus, has eaten, personally violated his own God-given understanding of right and wrong, resulting in personal condemnation. God will not condemn a child until he has grown into a state of accountability. However, during this 10 or 12-year transition, which generally occurs between the ages of about 2 and 14, the child's accountability will increase with the growth of his moral awareness. When a child goes against his conscience, however limited and incomplete his understanding may be, he is then guilty. The degree to which his understanding has developed is the degree to which his actions can be called sin. The presence of guilt is a good barometer as to how much his conscience has developed. Again, though the child may feel guilt in some areas, the responsibility for sin is not imputed unto him until his moral soul is fully functional. An unfinished clock, still in the making, may have moving parts, but it will not keep time until every last piece is properly installed. Walking after the flesh. All children seem bent toward selfish gratification. This propensity originates in the fleshly body seeking pleasure. After the child has given himself over to fleshly appetite, Paul labels his flesh as sinful flesh, Romans 8:3. That is, flesh, full of sin. As the body of flesh was the medium of Eve's sin and of Christ's temptation, so it is the implement of your child's development into selfishness, which, at maturity, will constitute sinfulness. Walking after the Spirit. Even before a child's conscience begins to operate, you must train him to practice self-restraint. For if a child is allowed to violate his budding conscience and continue to do so as he grows to full maturity, he will find himself already fully given over to his flesh long before he begins to develop a sense of duty. Therefore, before moral development even begins, at about 2 years of age, parents must bring the child's flesh into complete subjection. By the third year and beyond, that part of the child that is awakened to moral duty should be taught to voluntarily surrender to the rule of law. If you allow the flesh to run its natural course, the child will be possessed of many unruly passions and lust long before he is cognizant enough to assume responsibility. In my hands, the clay formed into a vessel of dishonor was marred while in the potter's hands, only to be remade into a vessel of honor fit for the master's table. If God is the potter and your child is the clay, you are the wheel on which the clay is to be turned. As Adam and Eve were given a garden to dress and keep, you have been given a loan of a little heart and mind to dress and keep. There will come a time when your child must stand alone before the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. As the purpose of God has permitted, he will inevitably partake of the forbidden fruit. Now, in the developing years, you can make a difference in how he will respond after he has eaten. Will he opt for Adam and Eve's fig leaf coverings or God's sacrificial covering? Will he hide his sin or repent? Everything a child experiences, either by way of indulgence or self-restraint you impose, is preparing him for the day when he will mature into a responsible moral soul. Somewhere on that road of development, each child will graduate to commence his full accountability. That child then stands alone before God without excuse. It becomes his day of accountability, a divine calling. With this understanding, you can better appreciate what is taking place in your developing child. Just as the child Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man, Luke 2:52, so your child is going to experience a growth of understanding. God's grace reaches out, providing the Holy Scriptures which are able to make him wise unto salvation, 2 Timothy 3:15. You, the parents, must equip your child to save himself from this untoward generation, Acts 2:40. God already has a prototype of the finished child. It is that he might be conformed to the image of his Son, Romans 8:29. You must work with God toward the day when your children will be conformed to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, Ephesians 4:13. The promise of God is still operative. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. You can begin the child's sanctification long before his salvation.